Hilchos Shmita Shir, Tuesday night, or Leyut Tes, Adar Aleph. We're basically at the finished, basically, the halachas of Avodas Haaretz. We're not going to learn the stuff about how to pile up manure in the fields and those other halachas. They're not really, it's not Lamaisa, and it's, I don't want to say the word boring with Torah, but, you know, you can learn the Mishnayos about it, and how big the pile has to be, and the Rambam goes through the whole thing, of course. The Rambam goes through every prat to prat, but we're not going to be learning that. So basically, I mean, we covered, so I have from the Otzah Haaretz, the 91 page, I printed out, the 91 page, booklet they give out to the people that sign up with them, the Hanchayot of Malacha. So first they have the general, and they cover everything here, because the whole system, what Malachas they can do, what Malachas, it's really Horos for farmers. I mean, I don't understand a lot of it. They tell them what to do on the sixth year. It's really, I don't think they'd be makbid if I, they tell them what to do the sixth year, how to prepare for Shemitah, what they should do. And then they go through the halakas, how to, you know, what they can and can't do on Shemitah. And then they go through the whole Eitz Besdin system because of that. And it's very detailed. A lot of words that I don't understand, because a lot of different kinds of plants, and they tell them what to do with orange trees and what to do with greenhouses and matzah menutok. Dishun is spraying. Dishun, I don't know so many words, I don't know.
Dishun at Samos.
Dishun is vehaprime. I know what Dishun means. As an agricultural aboda, I assume it's spraying. You know, you spray, it's probably, you're spraying powder, I guess. So it's Dishun. You're spraying, like, I guess. Anyway, so these are the Hanchayot. They sent it to me. And they have, like in every section, not every, they have a section for the Hetter Mechira, they have Hanchayos for that also, not the Rabbanut Hetter Mechira, which they don't like, because it doesn't follow Rav Kook's instructions, but they have what they call, Hetter Mechira L'Chumra, when they have either areas of Eretz Yisrael, we laugh, but that's, Rabbi Michai takes it very seriously. Because when they have areas of Eretz Yisrael that are not clear, if it's in the Gvulos of Eretz Yisrael, or Olei Mitzrayim, and all sorts of sfeikas that come up, so they have certain areas that they do Hetter Mechira L'Chumra, as they call it, Hetter Mechira L'Chumra, and they follow all of Rav Kook's Hanchayot, all of Rav Kook's instructions, what to be makbid on, which unfortunately became anyway, so they have Hanchayot, I don't know if we're going to get to it, Hanchayot L'Tmarim, Hanchayot all kinds of flowers, and really this is like great instruction book for farmers. It's everything, it's halakas, it's how farmers, what they should do, and there's a fantastic index, it's everything here, maps of Eretz Yisrael, the southern border. It's really, so I figure we're not going to learn through the whole thing, obviously. I mean, maybe not obviously, but we're not. So we'll go through the more cloly Hanchayot. We really did a lot of it last week, but we'll go over it again, because this is like Lamaisa. And really, maybe I should give it out to whoever comes to the shir. It's fascinating. Kutna is what? Cotton, potatoes, carrots, tomatoes, pilpel, with matzah menutok, in a greenhouse, not in a greenhouse, till when you can plant on shishis, because they, you know, how far before shishis you have to stop, really, it's everything, it's farmers everything, but it's specifically geared towards the farmers, to people working the land. Okay, so Again, I didn't make copies for everybody, but I can forward the email to whoever wants it. I have no problem. I don't think they have a problem, but it's not, they don't even sell it. They give it out to their farmers. They didn't seem to care that I wanted a copy. It is a shtickle unfinished, they warned me, and I guess I should say that over too. This is not like the final version. They didn't really give it out to the farmers yet. It's really not nogeya. So it's a little nogeya, but the real nogeya is right after Pesach. The farmers really have to start. They say the more you prepare on Friday on shishas, the more you prepare on shishas, the easier it is to handle shmita, plain and partial. And if you know what you're doing, you can do a lot of malachas on shishas. And they're probably worried now with the rain. It's very worrying. Uh-huh. Very worrying with the rain, but last year they were more worried because Shemitah had two Ados. This year Shishas has two Ados this time around. That's good. I mean, whatever. Okay, so again, we'll go through it B'chlolius, and we learned most of it last week, and we learned most of it in the last few months as we went through the Rambam and Perek Aleph. But these are the specific Hanchayot to the farmers. So, yeah, there's Lav, and then there's the essay of Shvisas Karka, and there he puts that, like we talked about that a lot, the Lomdus, Shvisas Karka me'avodus odom shemuchuyu v'mitzvus. In other words, unlike the Chazanish who holds that there's really no such thing b'chlal as Shvisas Ha'oretz in the sense of Shvisas Kalim on Shabbos according to Beis Shammai, but Rav Kook held that there is, but you don't have to stop a goy from, it's Shvisas Ha'oretz. I'm not going through the Lomdus again. We went through the Lomdus, the beginning, really, months ago. Shvisas HaKarka Me'avodas Ha'odom Shemuchuyiv B'mitzvus. That ends up being the Hagdara. And therefore, it's also Medioraisa. Not just a question of Lifnei Iver or Mesayei Devi Aveira, but it's a Yoiver Dioraisa, the Asay, if you let someone. And again, they're talking to farmers. If you let someone, a Jew, work your field on Shemitah, you're over the Issa D'Oraisa of Shvisas Ha'aretz. That's right, okay. Rather, according to the Chazon Ish, you're not. I mean, you're over Masayaya, you're over Lufneiva, you're over whatever, you're over. But Rav Kook calls you over the Issa D'Oraisa. It has to do with the Rishonim and the Tzach Levoi Zorah, if there's a din of Shvisas Ha'aretz and how it would be. Obviously, as Shvisas Ha'aretz me'avodas ha'odam, you don't have to go before Shemitah and uproot everything growing in the karka. Okay. Rav Kook paskens, it's midrabanan, Shvisas midrabanan. In the beginning of Shabbos Ha'aretz, he has a huge kuntris. Not sure what the Chazon Ish's maskan is. I think probably everybody maskan is that it's midrabanan. I'm not even 100% sure. But Rav Kook in Shabbos Ha'aretz, the beginning of Shabbos Ha'aretz, that's a huge 50-60 page kuntres where Rav Kook goes through the sugyas and everything, and it comes out the maskana halacha shvius mazana says rabbanon. Chazon Ish doesn't use it too much, you know. It's not that there's different kinds of rabbanons, different, you know. I shouldn't really I'm sorry, I always end up doing that. Let's go. Okay, so the form, what?
Not over the rice.
You know, oh yeah, because Shvius one says Rabbanon, right? But it's the, you know, there's the Rabbanon, you know, there's Basar Of Bacholov. So with the really, it's really Mugder and Yeredeya, Toysis and Shas. There's Yeshul Ikum and Atoyer and Ainlo Ikum and Atoyer. Sometimes the Rabbanon is Pashim Mochomer because mid the Rabbanon it's the Dioraisa. Yeah, and sometimes it's just the Rabbanon. So this is certainly the Rabbanon, it's the D'Oraisa. In other words, there's a chilek between Shvias being the Rabbanon and saying watering your field is only the Rabbanon. Or fertilizing your field is only the Rabbanon. Right? Those are mamish Rabbanons. D'Oraisa, they only have four malachas that are also D'Oraisa and maybe a fifth. The four Azmir, Katsira, Batsira, with Katsira, Batsira not even being so, two out of the four is not even so clear what it means. We'll see. Is it Ahanokas they give to the farmers? We're reading from the fans that they give out to the farmers. And of course, Harisha, which is a suffix. Not so clear. Okay. Hamalokos, the agricultural avodos that are toldos in a Shabbos context, are also midrabanan and some are mutar. Your basic hagdara, the most widespread hagdara, is that when it's drabanan, mitzad the malacha, of course, we're not talking mitzad shvius, we're talking mitzad the malacha's drabanan, which is everything but before mentioned in the Torah. So, avruy lana, if the matara is strengthening or giving koach or doing something positive, then it's asur. And if it's ukmi lana, if it's just to avoid hezek, then it's mutter. If the pa'ula has two, now again, they're talking to farmers now. This is like a handbook for farmers. Even though tons of myrmakaimers. I don't think I've met a farmer that can go through these myrmakaimers on the bottom. Taka, why do they have the myrmakaimers for? I guess, I don't know. I guess they have good farmers. Really. Anyway, if a pa'ula has two mataros, if it's ukme and ivriye, then they say it's mutter, and they quote Rav Kook holding like that. We actually had it. It's in Perek Aleph Halacha Hey of the Rambam. They give the page number of Shabbos Aretz. So they say that's mutter if it's two mataras. Something that's also you're not allowed to do either they goy or through grama, that might be Rabban. I mean, even if it's Rabban, but you're not allowed to do it through a goy, there's an Israel Mir Akum. You're not allowed to do it through grama. Grama's Asr. It's Asr. The mikrim gvulium, when something's a gray area, so certainly better to do it through a guy and through grama rather than doing it biodayim. Okay. Working with a tractor, any machine is called asiya biodayim. It's not called a grama or anything like that. Any machine powered is usur. Also, and it's also usur to connect a computer to the tractor, I guess, to make it on a timer. I guess that's what I mean. It's not a grum, but that's also called Maisi Yadayim. Also, Lazas Melochos Asuras, Kam Lo Al Yaday, Tchunas Mechashev, a tractor, Meirosh. It's Osir. I don't know, maybe it'd be called Groma, but I'm not sure if it's, they don't go into that. Maybe it's the assay, not the lav. Maybe it's talking not the lav, but it's but you're over the assay. Okay.
Said the Groma, the cook said the usual way of farming the land is a big Groma.
Yeah. Is, are you talking about the other Chiddush he says that even if you do nothing, right, that's the way you do malacha, right? So the Hagdorah is like a different, of course it's different than Shabbos. The Hagdorah of malacha is different. Like, in Lamdisha terms, I guess you say it's agricultural work. It's not like malachas hamishkan or malachas machsheves. No, it's agricultural work. So if a farmer normally does it, right? He does a tremendous, tremendous chiddush they're going to say later on. Okay, there's a machlokes of poiskim with chavishas also with the rabbanim with the araisa. What pelicha? Anybody pay lamed yud ches hey? I think it means digging into the land in a way that makes the land moist or prepares it for zriya. That's harisha. There are many other digging into the ground which are less intense. Harish, kiltur. Disk lefnei hazria. Anybody? Disk lefnei hazria. Irug ayin yud reish vav gimel. Tilul tof yud lamid vav lamid. That is by potatoes. By potatoes. Anyway, there's all sorts of things you do. And what? Yeah, what good is that? So what does it mean? Anyway, all these things are a suffix. Are a suffix, and therefore, and you should be machmir. You should be machmir, not do any of these things. Anything that's mashbiach the karka without digging into it, like fertilizing, watering, are also midrabanon, right? And luchem pulos kmo argos miyasher, pashkoya, pizur zevel organi bekarka. Why only organi? I don't know. So they're also mizrabanan. Anything that's mashbiach the karka without digging into it is, so in other words, deep digging that's mamish is also diaraisa. A suffix about digging where it's not as intense, and they have all that whole list of things, and anything that's mashbiach the land without digging into it is certainly only drabonon, because toldos are only midrabonon on shvias. Okay, zriya includes the tias eitzim and shesilas yirakos, bein shehem chashufei shoresh, bein shehem mitzuyim begush. Anybody help me there? Bein shehem chashufei shoresh. What?
Either exposed roots or covered.
Like what? What do you mean exposed roots? Like what?
I think sometimes I see them outside.
Yeah. Okay. Anyway, it's all awesome. Harkava is asur, Havrocha is asur, and okay. Zmira, I mean, again, he's talking to farmers here. Zmira is the way they cut the Inve Hagefen, in a way that new fruit come out of it. It's good Sheva Brachas Torah. Inve Hagefen, Inve Hagefen has a special way of cutting into it. It's a special way of merging. B'shor Eitzim, it's Machlaikas. If it's also Midiraisa or Midirabonon, B'shor Eitzim, it's Machlaikas. But that's Dafka Zmira, which is this way of cutting that from that cut sprouts out new growths. But other cutting downs that just help the tree grow better are definitely also only midrabanan. That's why all those mishnayos, all those cases are not midiraisa. Are not midiraisa. Again, so in other words, cutting off dead branches or even live branches, that, and even in a way that gives the tree more koach to grow, is a drabanan. The diaraisa is cutting into it in a way that from that cut will sprout out new growth. And that's by Geffen, and maybe by other trees too. That's a Shaila, if it's the Arisa. Okay. Ktsira and Betsira, this is, the Maisa is, you can't be Botzer, you can't harvest the field in a way that you usually do it, for Mischar. So, that's, unless you're a Shliach Besdin, unless you're doing it Mitamoy to Besdin. This is the Arisa, is really Mamish. The Rambam learns this two Isurim, Isurim. Lotivzar and Lotikzar are two Isurim. It's like Lapshim Echlolos, I don't know what. One is not to cut it down like a Balabayas, the way you do every year. Right? And the other one, the Rambam, maybe it's a Chiddush in the Rambam, is to cut it in a way that's good, that's beneficial for the land. Beneficial for the karka. But the Rambam says that's also what it means. But Rashi, you know, the Rishonim, and the Rambam himself says this other pshat, that it means not to cut it down like a balabayas. So you can either do it in small amounts, kamus muetes, or b'mizgeres shlichus mitamo itzabezda, which is what they do. They sign up. Let me share with you now something I've never figured out, and I'm going off topic now. I've never gotten a straight answer, and I don't really get it. The rationale of the way they work is that we're not paying for the fruit or the vegetables. Fruit actually, you have a good couple of months into Shemitah till fruit is a problem. Most of the fruit that's going to be sold, Tishrei, Cheshvan, Kislev, are going to be shishas. Fruit, not vegetables, fruit. Vegetables is going to hit some gedali already, it's going to be a problem. If you go bustle a kita. And if it's picked Metzor Rosh Hashanah, and it's sent already out, so you already have a problem from day one, or day three, as the case may be. Hopefully day three. Hopefully you don't have a problem. Yeah, when you set up such a system, you gotta set up Mashgichim for Chil Shabbos. Yeah, very, like, you all of a sudden have to cover Chil Shabbos, and when are the people picking the vegetables? They can't pick it on Rosh Hashanah, right? Anyway, so their whole rationale, I mean, is that we're not paying for the fruit's hefker. What I've never gotten a straight answer for in all these years, and I still don't get it, is they go to great lengths that we... Now this year they set up a very... They're going to set up a very sophisticated system. I told you, with credit cards, with Israel cards, you have like a debit card, some sort of card, like Best has, like some sort of card, so that there's no money involved, so there's no Shiloh Kedusha Shvius on money. I never understood, like, why would there be Kedusha Shvius on money? If you're paying for the work, it's Beferish Mishnayis, Beferish Halachas, that the money has no Kedusha Shvius. If I pay you to pick a vegetable for me, so that has no Kedusha Shvius, it's only if I pay. When you sell in Kamus Mu'etes, then the money takes on Kedusha Shvius. If you sell in the way you're allowed to, the Mishnah describes a person picking and his son sells it, or he picks for his house and he has left over. What? Yeah, that's a famous thing. Achron achron nitvas b'kedusha shviyas, that pre atzmo. The pre always has kedusha shviyas. The money gets kedusha shviyas, but if you buy something with the money, that thing you bought gets kedusha shviyas, and it goes off of the money, and then as you exchange it, it keeps on switching kedushas. Pre atzmo osur, but the pre always, the original pre. Anyway, but the way they do it, the money, there shouldn't be a shiloh. I never got shviyas from them. I guess they're machmir. But I don't know. I just don't get it. I never got a straight answer. Doesn't make. You can't go both ways. If you're allowed to be mishaveket in these huge amounts, with their rationale being that they're the ones picking from hefker for Klal Yisrael, because ain't no one going to the field to pick a potato. The housewife wants to go to her corner grocery and get a potato. She's not going to the field. So someone has to pay that potato gets from the field to your store. That's kosher money. That's nothing to do with shvius. Someone has to pay for that. But that's sort of. But then the money would have no kedusha shvius. And this year they worked out a whole elaborate system to avoid it. So I don't know. Maybe they're just being machmir. I don't know. I really don't know. And I keep asking them. I don't get a good. I don't get the answer. They're talking Hebrew. I don't know. Okay. A tractor that does two things. I guess it's called a combine. Is that called a combine? Dishon Uzriya Biyachad. Oh, and that's their example they give. Dishon and Zriya. No, this planting and it's also spraying. So you have to treat, there's no such thing, like you have to treat each pool and make sure it's mutter. You can't just, there's no such thing as agav.
Okay. The
dishon
in modern Hebrew means fertilizing.
Oh, fertilizing? Oh, wow. Okay, thank you. Okay, thank you. Okay. If we had a mechavan, he's a mamish mechavan. We had sheetahs that even segregated mutter on shvius. We had a machlokas toisus yontem and the other mefarshim. If segregated mutter on shvius, this is mamish mechavan. Okay, so you can't do that. Again, you can't do it. There's no heter of the misgeret of oitz of bezdin is not mate malachas. The belonging to the Eitz of Bezdin is only that they're going to follow the psokim of the Bezdin of Mechon the Torah of Aret. They're going to follow those psokim. It's not matter anything. It's just the malachos are usher. The Eitz of Bezdin system is to avoid tzchayra, the perish shvius. That's all. Because they're picking it for you. The rationale is it's not tzchayra, I told you. It's a way for you to get the potato. How are you supposed to get the tomato? How are you supposed to get the green pepper? You're not going to any field and picking it. It's not life nowadays. So they're going to do it for you. And they have to pay. You're hiring someone to go into the field and pick it. And, okay. And you're paying the farmer to do what has to be done, that you end up with the green pepper that your wife wants. You're not going to just throw it back into the bin because it's sickly looking, and it's so you pay for that also. You have to, but you don't pay for the pre. The cost of the pre, they explained to me last week. because everybody wants to know why it costs so much. The cost of the tree is very, is a minuscule part. In the economy of agriculture, the way it's set up nowadays, when you go to the store and the price of tomatoes is kach for kach, very, 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 very little of that is the price of the tomato. It's mostly labor. Overwhelmingly mostly labor. And it's so many things happen for it to get to the shelf in the store, and everybody takes a cut. Everybody makes a parnassa from it. Right? Tomatoes are very cheap. By the time, but we are city dwellers, and we want tomatoes at the corner grocery, so that costs money. Because everybody takes a cut. There's a lot of shlovim to get to the corner grocery from when it's growing in the tomato patch. And that's kosher money. That has nothing to do with schayra and perishvias. So that's the answer to what everybody wants to know, and jokes around. How come it's so expensive on shmita? And more expensive. Because labor costs go up. There's a lot of reasons for it. Okay. Labor costs go up because they're listening to the rules. And that increases labor costs, because you have to be more careful about this, and you can't do this, and you can't do this, and all that ups the labor costs, which ironically, a lot of times ends up that things are more expensive than not in Shemitah. And everybody makes a joke about it, but that's the pshat, because labor, because it's anyway 95% labor, maybe 90% labor. And labor costs go up in Shemitah, because, especially if you follow the Hanchayot, so it goes up.
Yeah.
Because that's the nature of capitalism, I guess. Because they can't do this, they can't do this. What? The ultimate, no, that is membership. That's membership. You're gonna pay, if we end up signing up, which we probably will, you pay membership. Pay 40 shekel a month or whatever it's gonna be. You pay membership to belong to this Eitzel Bezdin. That's gonna give you, well now, you're belonging, you're supporting them, because how is the tomato, they're setting up the whole system. Everything costs money. We're living in a labor-intensive economy. There's no more beged lech, you know, beged lilbos with lechem lecho. Now everything costs money. Everything costs money. Everything. Everywhere you turn costs money. So somebody has to set up the Eitzel Bezdin. Everybody needs parnassa. People have to get paid. Simple. Only rabbis don't have to get paid for some reason.
I don't know. I haven't figured that out yet.
What? No, there is. That's what I'm saying. The malachas are totally usher, and there's no heter. The whole Eitzel Bezdin system is to avoid the issus chayra of a pair of shvias. When you belong, they do it with a shinui. They do. They have to follow the psakim. You have to do everything has to be done with a shinui. But when they belong to the Eitzel Bezdin of this Bezdin, then you sign a contract that you're going to follow their rules. All the rules are here. We have all the rules. 91 pages of rules. We have all the rules that they have to follow. And if they, you know, they have mashgichim. This year this Shemitah, they learned from their mistakes of past Shemitahs. They leased everything out. I'll let them describe it when they come. I'm going to have them come. Everything is leased out. All they're doing is hashgacha. They're just going to have the hashgacha to making sure it's done according to their rules. But they're not running the geschäften anymore. They're getting Bekiyim and they got the head of Tanuva and the head of this. They got like big people to run it this year. And they're gonna run it. They're just gonna be mashgichim. It takes over tremendous pressure. Last week I remember they were overburdened with work. They didn't know what to do first, what to do second. Now they're just being mashgichim. So, that's gonna hopefully, okay. This is Rav Kook's tremendous chiddush, that if you work your field on Shemitah Karagil without any shinui, even if you don't do a malacha of the Araisa, you're over the assay. Tremendous chiddush. Okay, that's... Now, any pa'ula chakwa is that you do for a matara that's not agricultural, if you're digging l'tzorech binyan, or you're cutting off etzum for schach, that's all mutter. And, oh, ubalavaj, you see this... Ubalavacha, you see, we learn, the Ubulbacha matora teheni keres al yadeshinui batsuras hapu'ula. You have to have some sort of shinui that'll be the indication that you're cutting it down for schach, not for agricultural purposes. That's what they say. You have to have a shinui in the tsuras hapu'ula. Okay? What? I don't know. That's really that's what the hechsher is. I don't know. I'm not the right person to ask. I am so far removed from these things. You probably don't have to worry about it for Tafshinayin Dalad. Probably, Tafshinayin Hay. It's probably cotton elbow. I don't know. You know something? I take it back. I have no idea. Yes, someone that knows.
You have to do a shinui if you're doing it for binyan also?
Yeah, well, it's not a shinui per se. You have to do it in a way that's nikar, that's your purpose. You know, I'll tell you the truth. These are your first klala. You could, if you want it, I'll send it to you, and you can look. They go into Prokhim. They go into Prokhim. I don't know. You know, I'm a real city dweller. You know, for my part, milk comes from the store. You know, what do I know about that? Okay. Pulas Gizum. I suspect that's cutting off branches for non-agricultural purposes. Are only mutter if you do it with a shinui, and in a way that's not beneficial for the eights. I guess they're not paskening that sekreshe is mutter. You have to do it in a way that's not beneficial for the eights. You can dig fish ponds, but you have to put the offer in a mokom that's not, that you can't plant there. In other words, there's a very serious Isser of Barasayan, and you have to make sure that it doesn't look like you're doing something. Okay, the next section is the Gvulos of Eretz Yisrael, and we're going to do that separately, it's Hashem. Maybe that'll be the next thing we do. We'll do the Gvulos of Eretz Yisrael. And where does an Isser Svichit? There's only Mitzrayim, only Babel, where everything is. Where's there an Issa Svichin? What about Otsu Cheno Nokov in the house? Like all of those rules. Also, Lasso Molochot Bekarka Shal Goy. But there's no Issa Svichin. No Issa Svichin, and there's no Kedusha Shvius. In other words, they're going with that Shita. Obviously, not the Chazanish. But that was always, that was Minig Eretz Yisrael until the Chazanish came along. That was the shita. I mean, they always treated Karkav Goyim without Kedusha Shvius. They do Yerushalayim, they say the Haredis. Chazanish is making inroads in Yerushalayim now also. Okay, we'll do the maps. It's very fascinating. It's very interesting. And what's interesting is that the Lumi people all of a sudden are being mocked in Eretz Yisrael, and they, the Haredim, are saying, "Hey, Eretz Yisrael, Hagadosh, Halono." Okay, that's they gate us. Okay, then they go into things that are protective of the eights or the Yavul. So then they give a Seder Adifus. You should try not to do the Malacha. No, the Malacha Drabbanan that's done for the Kiyum of the Eitz or the Kiyum of the Yavul, of the Pri. So that's okay. But now they give a Seder Adifius, they call it. First of all, try not to work in the Karka or the Ilan itself. Whatever pool that you're doing, maybe it should be done. I guess if it's for the Ilan, it should be done in the Karka. If it's for the Karka, it should be done further away. It shouldn't be done in the Etzum Karka that you're trying to. Malacha D'Araisa is also no matter what, even if it's Menias Hezek. Okay, the Nezek has to be Mashma'uti, and the Adifus Adifiyut are as follows. If it's just Monea Nezek from the Tzemach, if it's Monea Nezek for future years, that's number two. This is the, if it's Monea Nezek for the only for the short term. The nezek would only be for the short term. If it's doing it for minyas hezek, it's mutter, even if it's also being magbir the tzibuach. But if you can do it in a way that avoids being helping the tzibuach, then certainly you should be mad if that. You should not do anything for minyas hezek if you can do it after Shemitah, without any significant harm being done. And, okay, it's mutter even if the nezek is not vadai. As long as it's reasonable to think that there will be nezek, and you need a mumche neman yirei shemayim to make that determination. You know, you can't let the farmers make the determination. Okay, next comes hagon al hayavul, which is right away that's less preferred if it's only hagon al hayavul. But they do it. I mean, that's obviously the whole system is soimich that that's okay to do. So the most machmir shita is only if it'll be for peiros shishis or shminis, but not for peiros shvius, because who cares about peiros shvius? That's the most machmir shita. Obviously they don't go like that. The next shita is you can do things for the shmiris haperos, but not that they should grow properly, like they do every year, only that they shouldn't die. And then the most kalashita, which they do, is that it's. But this is really again the irony is that the Chazadish holds like that, or this one holds like that. But that's called that's mutter in the Malachas Rabbanon to make sure that the pre comes out as good. Oh, so here they give again. They're giving to farmers. Pachas Godol, more than a sixth, what's Mekubal in a regular year. If it's, you know, as if the orange, I guess, or the tomato, will be more than a sixth smaller. Who gives that shear? 49. Alpia Chazanish. Bechain Taz Grachaz Grossberg. Okay. In Torah Sashmita. Okay, so less than a sixth. I guess you get that from Rino, but that's called a significant amount. And that's my speculation. Pachas hakotam mishishis, eino pachas mashmuti, that would allow any type of melacha to be done. Yesha sovrim shem perish or beizdin, everybody would be makil. It would be. But you have to, okay, I guess that's what they're saying.
Mekil by what?
Mekil that you could do it, Malachas Rabbanon, for Hagana la Pri, even if, this is the most cool of the Keshita, even if it's just a question of the Pri growing, like it does every year. So say a sixth, you know. The Sfora to what? To be Mekil? I'm not sure. I would imagine, I mean, I don't know. It doesn't say recency always. I would imagine it's because part of the Issa is acting like a balabais, maybe. It's part of the Issa. The matom of the gidulim shonim shebehem belav hochi lo nasos malachos mashma utiot avur yot yitzu hapri b'chol shana kagoyim b'matoy hadorim. Is that citrus fruits? V'avocado, where anyway malachos are usually not done for the payroll sake. So then you should not do it for the payroll sake unless the payri will die, unless the payri won't be. You should take on the most chomer dikashita in things that you any that is not norm, it's not really that mutsui or normal to do malachas on the pre for the pre's sake. I don't know, you give avocado and citrus fruits. I mean, I have no idea what I'm talking about. Yeah. You have to come to the Beis Din, he says. If you have a shaila, how to act, and you want to know exactly if it won't, if the meshek won't be good, you have to come to the Beis Din or the Rav Hamakomi to ask the shaila what to do. Again, these are instructions to the farmers.
This means, except for the melachos d'oraisa,
so
they do all the
way melachos regular? No. They're all these, they give very specific instructions.
No,
first of all, only if it's l'ukmi peri, not if it's lavruya. That's number one. They're makil that it could be l'ukmi hapri, not l'ukmi ha'ais. And then they keep on, right? And they keep on being makil. Exactly, they do it with a shinui, and et cetera. They give very specific, that these are all klalim. There's 91 pages here of instructions. Interesting. Hetter mechira b'Yehuda v'Shomron. Oh, sorry. Very interesting. You know there's three different kinds of bailus in Yehuda and Shomron? There's Admus Hamadina, Admus Seker, that the bailus is not so clear, but the Medina says it's theirs. And then there's private ownership that doesn't belong to the Medina, but it belongs to Jews. Alufa Pikud, who's that? Very interesting stuff. He can determine who Kaka belongs to. You know what that is? Hamanahel Ezrachi. Well, like the political stuff is Nogaya. I'm sorry, I'm sorry. Thing when the Medina owns land, I shouldn't have. When the Medina owns land, then not only do you need the mechira of the machzik bakarka, but you need the mechira on the mamuna of rechush hamemshalti. So also, okay, what's smochim chad shnosiyim and smochim rav shnosiyim? I don't even know. What's that? Anyway, there's no difference. What's osur is osur, what's mutter is mutter. And, okay. Kedusha Shviyas is everything that's miyuot for machol b'nei adam, even tavlinim, machol behema, going tachmitz, b'chotzir, anybody? Animal food feed. Lutzorech cosmetics. Chuchaba. Anybody know what chuchaba is? They grow chuchaba. Anyway, that's Kedusha Shviyas. Flowers that are just for, oh no, that are for noi. I'm sorry. She'enem yu'adam l'reyach. Or things that are grown for medicine. Or eitzim that are grown for firewood. Or yurokos that are left there till they get hard, whatever. They don't have kedusha shviyas. Prochem amiyodim l'reyach is a sofek. You should be machmir lechatchila. Okay, we'll stop here. Anybody want this? You know what? You have to really want it.